Beginning Shmini, it says, V'hibi yom ha-shmini kava moshe la'aron levanov l'ziknei Yisrael. So, Rashi comments, la'shmim shal pi hadiba aron nichnas u'mashamish b'kohuna v'lo yomu me'elav nichnas. So Rashi comes to explain why Moshe called the Ziknei Yisrael, because it seems to be superfluous. Because after this, the Dibur, the B'yom HaShmi, was the Aaron. And therefore Rashi says that he called Shekhar L'Skenim to tell them that Aaron enters into the Kuna via Dibur. And from this Rashi, we can also understand the sin of the Bnei Aaron Nadav Avihu, since the Torah itself testifies that they were Kedoshim, B'Krovai Akadesh. So what was indeed their sin? So Rashi is telling us that even though the Bnei Aaron were amongst those that had to be told that everything is done up here deeper. Because, as you know, they complained that, the tzibur complained that Aaron, about Aaron, that he entered into the Kohen Gadol, as we see at the end, ultimately, that Korach v'Adoso, they rebel against the appointment of Aaron. And as they say, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. So, therefore, for Aaron, for the first time who was inaugurated, it was done in front of the Skenim, so that they should not think that he entered into the Kuna on his own. And it would seem that the chait of Nadav Avihu is that they thought the time came for new leadership, a new generation. And this is what the Eish Tzara represents. Eish Tzara, which was God had not commanded. And this is what the Medrash means when they said, Masa Yamusu Skenu Eliva Niva Tad Nimloch. When will these Skenim, namely Moshe and Aaron, die, and we, Nadav and Avihu, will take on the new leadership? And this is also reflects, it echoes the complaint of Korach that was directed towards Moshe and Aaron. But of course, the difference is that Nadav and Avihu were tzaddikim, and their kavana was Hashem Shemayim. But they sinned in that they added, namely the Eishara, which God had not commanded them. And if you look carefully in Parshas Shmini, that we'll see that there are parallels to Parshas Korach, in that Adas Korach were ultimately judged and tested by the Ketores, the Eish Yotzim Eish Hashem V'Tochel is Makvivi HaKetores, as it says by Korach. And similarly, Nadav Avihu were consumed by fire that came out Mifnei Hashem.